The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Mary Magdalene stayed outside the tomb weeping, and as she wept, she bent over into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet, where the body of Jesus had been. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken my Lord, and I don't know where they laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus there, but did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" She thought it was the gardener and said to him, "Sir, if you carried him away, tell me where you laid him, and I will take him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and tell them, I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and then reported what he had told her. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We are continuing to unpack the meaning of the resurrection. And as I have mentioned to all of you yesterday, the resurrection is a new creation in which we do not have a category for. And so that's what the readings these days are doing. It's trying to explain to us the mystery of the many aspects of the resurrection. And here, there's a plenty in this reading from John. And so here we see Mary Magdalene weeping in the tomb, a natural human reaction. We mourn for the loss of our beloved, very much like Mary. She loved the Lord. She loved Jesus of Nazareth, her friend, her teacher. And so naturally, she was weeping. But then Jesus of Nazareth has already been resurrected. And so now, she weeps in the tomb where the body used to be. It's interesting here, John says, "And she wept, she bent over into the tomb, and saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet." And so imagine if this is the body of Jesus, which was not there, one angel here at the feet, and another angel at the head. That's a reminder of the Ark of the Covenant. The Ark of the Covenant, the lid that covers the top of the Ark of the Covenant, there were two angels there, and they have their wings like this, folded over, each one touching the tip of each other. That's what's being depicted here. Jesus is the real presence of God, just as the Ark of the Covenant was the real presence of God among God's people. That's the significance of that two angels there. And then Jesus appeared. Now, one of the qualities of the resurrected Jesus, of the glorified body of the Lord, is that it has this ability to veil itself. It could also be taken to mean that the glorified body is so beautiful and so glorious that it's very difficult to reconcile one's image of the old body with the glorified body. Like I mentioned yesterday, when we resurrect from the dead in the parousia, that is exactly the kind of body that we will have. We will not have the body of the angels, because angels have no bodies. They are spirits. We will have the body of the glorified Lord. Our bodies will be glorified. Our bodies will assume its perfection. We don't have to go to the gym anymore or to diet, because it will be perfect. It will be glorious. And so Jesus is showing us the glory of that body. When Mary Magdalene turned around, she thought it was the gardener. No, that's significant also, because the original place where God placed man and woman was in a garden. Adam was a gardener in that place. And so in some sense, Mary Magdalene was not wrong. You know, Jesus is the new Adam, and he's a gardener in this new place in which he is bringing us. And so it continues, and it continues, and says, what are you looking for? Whom are you looking for? He says, sir, if you have taken my Lord, let me know so I can take him. You know, very tender. You know, that's what we do when we love. You know, we become unreasonable. You know, that's the nature of love. And we see here the kind of love that Mary Magdalene has. And then the Lord pronounced her name. Says, Mary, Mary. You see here, the Lord knows us by name. The Lord looks at His church, looks at all of you, looks at all of us, and He knows our story. He knows our crosses. He knows our longings and our dreaming. And so He pronounces our name. He knows us. And so that's a wonderful assurance that in this world, that in this life, in this spiritual journey, we are known by someone, no less than God Himself. And so he names Mary, Mary. And with that, Mary was moved to recognize Him as her Lord and said, Lord. And then Mary once again did the most natural thing, to embrace the Lord, to cling to the Lord. But what she's clinging to is the Jesus that she knew. The Jesus of Nazareth, the one that ate bread with them and taught them and walked with them and perhaps even shared a joke or two with them. Now that's the Jesus that she knew. But now she has to grow out of that. She has to understand that very same Jesus, her friend, is also her God. And so Jesus says, don't cling on to me. Don't cling on to that, to what you have known of me thus far, because I have greater things to share with you. He says, I'm going to ascend to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. What does that mean? To ascend to the Father, to ascend to God. Well, it means the Lord now will be able to impart to all of us, to Mary Magdalene and to all of us, not only His humanity, which He has shared with us from the beginning of the incarnation, but now He is going to share with us His divinity also. We will become godlike. We will not only be just mere humans, but according to the word of Benedict XVI, there will be an evolutional leap from just plain flesh. We're going to be divinized, very much like our risen Lord. And so today, my friends, we are thankful for the gift of the resurrection and the promises of the resurrection. May we continue to hold these truths in our heart, in our lives, strengthened by the Eucharist that we receive. Amen.